Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hey, this is Pat Iyer with LNP 173, How the Introvert Shines, Tips About the Quiet People. This is Iyer's Insights, which is one of the weekly shows that make up Legal Nurse Podcast. In the previous podcast that we had, Marion Finkelstein talked about introverts and extroverts. I want to talk with you today about being from the perspective of an introvert. Many people who know me know that I tend to be quiet, but when I stand in front of a group and I perform, I have a lot of energy that I'm capable of generating, but my preference is to be quiet. Let me tell you a story about the last job that I had, which was in 1986. My boss was the vice president of nursing, and not knowing that I was an introvert, she would observe me quietly sitting in staff meetings. They were with the upper management of the nursing department. I was a nursing quality assurance coordinator. After a while, she said, "You know, Pat, you don't talk enough. You just sit there and you're quiet and you listen. I'm really uncomfortable with you just sitting there." And I thought, what is this woman's problem? This is me. Are you an introvert? Does this describe you? An introvert processes information differently than does an extrovert. Introverts are reserved, quiet, and solitary, detail-oriented, which makes us good legal nurse consultants. We're thoughtful. We need to mull things over. We think before we speak. We rarely interrupt when other people talk. We're good listeners, and we don't like to wing it. In fact, when I took a personality test in high school, I remember vividly one of the choices was, how would you like to spend an evening? Go to the movies with friends or sit home and read a good book? And I picked sit home and read a good book. Part of the world doesn't really understand the quieter, introspective person. The other part would be at the movies with friends. A recent study showed that at least half of the population are introverts in the United States. Yet introverts are very misunderstood unless they have developed the ability to communicate with colleagues, coworkers, and help them to understand what introverts need in order to function well in the workplace. What I could have told my boss was, hey, I'm really like everybody else. I just need to process information differently. Quietness can make people uncomfortable. I realized the vice president of nursing was reacting to that part of my personality. How are extroverts different? In addition to processing information differently, an introvert expends energy differently. Does this describe you? You recharge in solitude. A busy environment with hectic activity can take a physical and mental toll, and overstimulating environments overwhelm you. When I go to a conference where we start at 7 in the morning and we continue on until 7 or 8 or 9 o'clock at night, I am really drained by the end of that evening. In fact, I need a little break of just being quiet before I can recharge between the end of the afternoon sessions and the start of dinner. And very rarely do I ever get that break. The year that I was president of the American Association of Legal Nurse Consultants, I was president of the National Association, and I remember having a suite in Philadelphia with a couple of people who were staying with me because the presidential suite had 3 bedrooms, And there were people in my suite from the beginning of the day until past midnight. And it was a real test of stamina for me. I loved it, but I missed having that opportunity to just retreat and be by myself for a period of time. An introvert's energy is like a pitcher of water. Every morning we wake up and the pitcher is full. With every subsequent interaction, a little bit of that water from that pitcher gets emptied. If we don't have that time to recharge and have that quiet introspection period to refill that pitcher, we can get cranky. If you have a job that requires you to be dealing with a lot of people on the phone or discussing a lot of cases with attorneys, it's a good idea to build in some time where maybe you can take 5 minutes, put down the phone, go outside, and breathe the air. Go for a quick walk and come back. We must recharge. I used to spend a full day at a client's office, and in that course of the day, we were meeting with clients. I was talking to my client. I was watching him handle phone calls. I was in meetings. We were eating lunch. When I drove home, an hour and 45-minute drive back home, I remember just feeling wiped out when I got in that car. And I could concentrate on driving and just have quiet to clear the buzzing out of my head. In addition to all the activity in the law firm, my client had short-term memory problems and attention deficit disorder, so he was constantly looking at me to get me to help him refocus. Where was I? He would forget that there was a client waiting downstairs in the lobby to meet with him. He would just blank that out, and then somebody in his office would say, you know, Sam, you got a client waiting. And then he would regroup. Tremendous attorney who taught me a great deal. And he was absolutely an introvert, and I was absolutely an extrovert in his presence. How introverts adapt in an extroverted world. I've just given you an example of how we tend to process and then speak and take in stimuli. We need also to modify our behavior. If you're an introvert, like I am, I may have suppressed my quiet nature. I need to be able to ramp up my energy in order to survive in a louder, extroverted world. We may have been pressured as children to make friends. We may have been forced to pretend that we were more outgoing than we are. This result can leave you feeling drained and exhausted when you're playing a role. I now realize I should have pushed myself more to make contributions in staff meetings, which would have reassured my boss that I was taking in, but I was also giving back. Introverted expert witnesses have another challenge. We can be stars in the classroom. If you listen to LNP 172, you heard Marianne Finkelstein talk with my co-host Kelly Campbell about expert witness testimony. It is possible to be a successful introverted expert witness. I did it for 25 years. Introverts typically do not like to be caught off guard, and being an expert witness is all about being prepared, whether you are introverted or extroverted. There is a lot at stake in medical malpractice cases. You want to do your best. I put together a book specifically for legal nurse consultants who are expert witnesses or considering taking on this rewarding role. It's called How to Be a Successful Expert Witness. Use this book to read through, refer, and consult to gain a greater understanding of the role of the expert witness. I urge you, if you are an expert witness or you're thinking about becoming one, to consider this as a tremendous opportunity. It's a challenge, and it's a big responsibility. You engage in your work with professionalism and commitment. The attorney and the client are counting on you. This book draws from my experiences both as an expert witness And as a person who has trained hundreds of experts, nurses, physicians, and a variety of healthcare professionals. Order your copy at http://lnc.tips/expertwitness and use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this book. Now let's return to the show. If we know we need to testify, you can find us introverted expert witnesses days before or the night before prepping so we can anticipate every question or every point that we need to make so it comes out solidly and fluently. Very often, if an introvert is asked a question out of the blue, we might look startled. Body language can even constrict because it may be something we had not anticipated. We're formulating an answer. We want to shine. We can be a little bit of a perfectionist, so that can be a situation where we're not comfortable. We really like to know in advance what's going to happen so that we can excel and we're at our best. And you know that trials don't have scripts that you learn in advance, and anything can happen. Also, we don't want to let anyone down. So we may carry a tremendous sense of personal responsibility when it comes to performing on the job and communicating effectively. For an introverted expert witness to be cross-examined on a witness stand or in a deposition is a real challenge. We have the unsettled feeling of wanting to be sure we're doing a great job for our client, and we don't always have the fluidity of speech that an extrovert might have, who might take off with an answer and just keep talking. The introvert has to introspect, think about and process that question, knowing that the person who's asking the question is an attorney who already knows where he wants the expert to go. The whole pathway of questioning is often planned in advance. All eyes are on us while we think of the answer. And if we take too long, it makes us look like we're unsure or trying to avoid the question. I can attest to the fact that it is possible to master this role as an introvert using a lot of preparation. We don't want to be caught off guard or look foolish or have to say, I don't know the answer to that question. That certainly influences how people perform in the legal arena when they're introverts and extroverts. Introverts typically do not interrupt. Extroverts may be more fluid in their speech, but it doesn't mean they're going to say it the same way twice. You may find inconsistencies in what they say because they're on their feet just talking from the top of their head. And extroverted expert witnesses run the real risk of volunteering too much information. Introverted expert witnesses may have a lot more consistency and detail because we are detail-oriented, which I think is true of all successful legal nurse consultants. We are concerned about the product. We are concerned about consistency, research, and making sure that we don't look foolish. We want to appear polished, capable, prepared, and confident. Introverted expert witnesses, like all experts, have to convince a jury about their opinions and influence them to their point of view. They need to make a strong case so they can support the attorney. That takes confidence. It's like behaving in a consistent manner. Introverted expert witnesses who are really good at what they do need to be able to be rock solid in their presentation. Their preparation is going to help them do that. Introverted expert witnesses work on their personal development to be able to have that fortitude to really state their case, to not fall apart when they're cross-examined, to be solid in what they know, and to be able to state their case with conviction. Be sure to get a copy of How to Be a Successful Expert Witness. It's perfect for any LNC who is an expert or is thinking of becoming one. And here's the link again, http://lnc.tips/expertwitness, and use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. That link again is http://lnc.tips/expertwitness. Expert witness is all one word. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us again next week. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.